Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is November 6, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about ACI Worldwide extends partnership with Cardtronics with new solution offering. OMA SB chooses Nets for mobile payments solution. Western Union offers Jamaican Amazon.com customers a new payment option. Payment networks use tokenization to extend their reach and control. Worldline integrates WeChat Pay in Switzerland. SWIFT and EBA Clearing start development phase of EUR01 migration to ISO 20022. Fintech firms take the reins in open banking for SMBs. The expense analytics challenge of complex invoices. Now let's get started. ACI Worldwide extends partnership with Cardtronics with new solution offering. ACI Worldwide has extended its partnership with ATM operator Cardtronics to offer its UP retail payment solution for merchants and financial service providers using the Cardtronics network. The ATM operator is upgrading its offerings for customers through ACI's integrated platform for all payment channels. Based on the Universal Payments (UP) framework and built on open service-oriented architecture, the UP retail payments delivers secure payment capabilities. ACI also provides real-time payments capabilities through a suite of software solutions delivered on customers' premises or through ACI's private cloud. OMA SB chooses Nets for mobile payments solution. Finland-based savings bank OMA SB has announced it chose Nets to enable mobile payments for its customers. As part of the agreement, initially OMA SB will offer Google Pay for Visa credit card holders, with debit cards on the roadmap for 2020. By partnering with Nets, banks can provide their customers with the liberty to choose their preferred payment method. Its LCM services facilitate mobile payments for issuers by using one simple API that supports multiple card schemes and services, and managing all compliance elements. LCM includes multiple services and can support all current XPay services, including Google Pay, Apple Pay and Fitbit Pay. Via the partnership, the savings bank secures operational efficiencies and minimizes internal resource spent on compliance, generic maintenance, and scheme updates. Through this, OMA SB is enabled to redirect its internal resources towards value creation and core services. Western Union offers Jamaican Amazon.com customers a new payment option. Western Union has revealed a new payment option, which allows Amazon.com shoppers in Jamaica to pay in local currency for their Amazon.com purchases. The new payment solution is brought in alliance with Bill Express, an affiliate of Western Union agent Grace Kennedy Money Services, GKMS. It allows customers to shop Amazon.com's product selection, as well as to pay in cash at Western Union agent locations across the country. Moreover, Western Union's platform is powering Amazon Pay Code, which is Amazon's new cross-border payment option, by processing the foreign exchange, settlement, and money movement requirements for international e-commerce transactions. Once selecting Pay Code on the Amazon checkout page, customers will be sent a code and instructions on how to pay in person at any participating Western Union agent location. The move also offers access to online goods for customers who have been excluded from e-commerce shopping due to lack of accepted payment methods. Payment networks use tokenization to extend their reach and control. Tokenization has become an important component of enabling secure payments in Canada. As a result, the payment networks are using tokenization to extend their reach and control over the payments ecosystem, according to a new in-depth analysis by Technology Strategies International, TSI. The report highlights the dominant roles currently being played by established payment networks, namely, Visa, MasterCard and to a lesser extent, Interac, and suggests that issuers, processors and merchants should look carefully at the impact that this will have on their business since there are significant implications in terms of operations, marketing, and compliance. The report says that the benefits associated with tokenization often tend to be strategic in nature. As a result, they tend to be longer term and in some cases are more difficult to quantify. The costs, on the other hand, tend to be operational and developmental, and therefore more immediate. Nevertheless, the business case for tokenization is complicated by fact that there is no clear and direct revenue stream from consumers to stakeholders in the payments ecosystem for adopting tokenized payments, according to president of TSI and co-author of the report. Furthermore, consumer awareness of what tokenization is and what the benefits might be is largely non-existent, and this is exacerbated by the fact that most consumers realize that, for the most part, they have zero liability for fraudulent use of their payment instruments. The report goes on to point out that the traditional four-party model for payments is being supplemented by additional services in a tokenized payment world, and describes a six-party model that is more representative of the new paradigm. This model provides opportunities for introducing additional services where new business models can be developed based on the careful design of tokenization offerings that optimize the mix of in-house, payment scheme and third-party services. Other key findings from the report include: tokenization technology is evolving rapidly, with payments tokenization platforms pushing into non-payment credentials areas. Tokenization will help unlock new online payments options and stimulate secure online transaction growth. Canadian banks are the best positioned to promote tokenization. Worldline integrates WeChat Pay in Switzerland. Worldline, Euronext, WLN, is adding WeChat Pay to its payment solution in Switzerland. Visitors from China can now pay using their smartphone in Switzerland just as easily as they can at home. For many Chinese tourists, the choice of payment options at a merchant influences their purchase decisions. Worldline, the European market leader which Six Payment Services belongs to since late 2018, is integrating WeChat Pay, one of China's most popular mobile payment systems, into the payment solution at its POS terminals. Therefore, Chinese tourists, who spent almost 660 million Swiss francs in Switzerland in 2018, are now more likely to make additional purchases in Swiss stores using WeChat Pay, which has 800 million users. Any merchant accepting WeChat Pay payments are at a distinct advantage when it comes to Chinese tourists, as WeChat Pay is extremely popular among its Chinese user base. Accepting Chinese mobile payment brands increases their propensity to spend by 91%. WeChat Pay compatibility also boosts the chances of impulse purchases. Merchants would like to offer their customers the smoothest user experience. We support them in achieving this. Since the integration of Alipay and WeChat Pay, Chinese customers in Switzerland can pay just as easily as they can at home, commented Mark Schloop, CEO of Worldline Switzerland. A prime destination for tourists, Switzerland can now pride itself in offering the latest mobile payment technology. Chinese tourists are becoming more and more important for the Swiss economy. In 2017, they spent an average of several hundred Swiss francs per day, plus another 1,300 Swiss francs in retail stores. Next year, the number of nights that visitors from China spend in Swiss hotels is forecast to grow by a further 13%. WeChat Pay is part of WeChat, a product of the Chinese internet group Tencent. WeChat began as a messaging service akin to WhatsApp and today has approximately 1 billion active users. Meanwhile, a whole raft of other features have been added to the application. Worldline is WeChat Pay's preferred acquiring partner in Europe, and so merchants using Worldline's services can seamlessly add this proven payment system to the options they offer their customers. No additional steps are required to pay using WeChat Pay. Scanning the QR code is all that is needed. The necessary technology is already integrated in Worldline's payment solution and the software update is automatically rolled out to the terminals. Source: Nielsen Outbound Chinese Tourism and Consumption Trend, 2017 Survey. SWIFT and EBA clearing start development phase of EUR01 migration to ISO 20022. SWIFT today announces initiation of the development phase with EBA clearing to migrate the large value payment system EUR01 to the ISO 20022 standard, marking the next step in a transformation journey they began together last year. The two organizations will work toward a November 2021 completion date to correspond with the deadline for the ISO 20022 migration of the Eurosystems TARGET2 platform. The goal is to align specifications and milestones to minimize effort by market participants during the transition and ensure seamless intraday switching between both euro payment systems. ISO 20022 creates a new language and structure for payments information, enabling the exchange of more and higher quality data that in turn improves efficiency, compliance and client experiences. Payment systems of all reserve currencies are moving to the standard, and SWIFT has put in place a robust program to facilitate community-wide adoption. Alon Reyes, Chief Business Development Officer, SWIFT said, "The migration to ISO 20022 is a significant inflection point in the payments industry that promises a new era of possibilities. We are pleased to work with EBA Clearing to unlock the potential and further a partnership of innovation that spans two decades. EURO1 users can count on us to support them throughout and deliver the same robust security, resilience and reliability that are hallmarks of the SWIFT network." SWIFT has provided the messaging layer for EURO1 and served as processing agent for the system operated by EBA Clearing since its launch in January 1999. The ISO 20022 migration is part of a larger future positioning program that the two organizations announced last year after a comprehensive consultation with EURO1 users. The project seeks to evolve EURO1 in line with user expectations while maintaining benefits such as liquidity efficiency, immediate payment finality, cost effectiveness and added resilience for high-value payments. The first deliverables, including a dashboard to enhance liquidity monitoring capabilities of EURO1 users, will be implemented before the end of 2019. Erwin Kulk, Head of Service Development and Management, EBA Clearing, said, "Since its launch in 1999, EURO1 has generated substantial cost savings for its participants and, with the migration to ISO 20022, it will be able to continue to do so in the future. We are striving to keep the EURO1-related efforts to a strict minimum for our users. To this effect, we are pleased that we are ready to move forward with our system developments in time and in maximal alignment with TARGET2, together with our EURO1 users and our long-standing EURO1 technology partner SWIFT. EURO1 is the only private sector large value payment system for single same-day euro transactions at a pan-European level and has been identified as a systemically important payment system (SIPS) by the European Central Bank. EURO1 processes on average 200,000 payments per day with an average total value of over 200 billion euros. The system currently counts 45 participant banks and reaches nearly 20,000 BICs in and beyond Europe. Fintech firms take the reins in open banking for SMBs. Open banking continues to explore new B2B use cases. This week, fintech firms took the reins as they introduced Application Programming Interface (API) powered solutions for small businesses (SMBs). Experian, VoPay and QuickBooks leaned into the API opportunity via a range of B2B financial services use cases, including small business loan application, online accounting, bank account opening and a solution offering small businesses an alternative to card payment processing. PYMNTS breaks down the latest in B2B open banking adoption below. Experian leans into the API. Credit reporting agency Experian announced not one, but two initiatives in the past week in support of direct data connectivity with financial institutions, both with a focus on business banking. The first, announced last week, was the rollout of its Open Data Tool, a solution designed for small businesses to automatically provide lenders with business information as they apply for financing. The manual, paper-based method of applying for finance is archaic and laborious for both lenders and SMBs, said Lisa Fretwell, Managing Director of Data Services at Experian, in a statement at the time. Small business owners are often time poor, and only get the chance to fill out a funding application in the evenings when many lenders are closed for business. Open data, integrated into Experian's commercial acumen solution, aggregates bank transaction data and other account information, and sends it to a lender within minutes, enabling small businesses to more quickly collect the necessary documentation to apply for financing. The product, Experian said, is made possible via an API partnership with fintech firm Codit. Experian's second API solution, announced earlier this week, reflects the expansion of open banking business models into markets beyond Europe and North America. In collaboration with Singapore's OCBC Bank, Experian is allowing startups to open business bank accounts immediately upon incorporation, rather than requiring newly formed businesses to wait one day after receiving approval from the Singapore Accounting and Corporate Regulatory Authority, ACRA. Experian's API connectivity automatically aggregates business data from ACRA and sends it to OCBC, accelerating bank account opening for new businesses in what Christy Chu, OCBC head of emerging business and commercial banking, said is an important solution for startups. "We are in the best position to strengthen connections among all players in this ecosystem," Chu stated. "This is what we have done here by streamlining the account opening and incorporation process, so that startups can begin running their businesses as soon as possible." VoPay wields open APIs for account-to-account transactions. In Canada, meanwhile, payments company VoPay rolled out its newest offering last week, wielding API connectivity to allow for direct account-to-account transactions between small businesses. Pointing to the inefficiencies of traditional card processing for SMB payments, VoPay said in its announcement that account-to-account transactions can lower payment processing costs, improve payment speeds and boost transparency of transactions. Bank of Montreal is one of the Canadian financial institutions offering the APIs to its own business customers, VoPay said, adding that the solution allows businesses to accept online payments without handling credit cards. It also takes advantage of bank-level data security while validating bank account information at the time of a transaction. QuickBooks broadens open banking use cases. Though open banking and API connectivity are often viewed as a model for allowing fintech firms to gain access to users' bank account information, the B2B financial services space is increasingly exploring additional ways to adopt the strategy. One firm is QuickBooks, which recently announced a partnership with UK fintech Revolut. Its B2B offering, Revolut for Business, will use open banking APIs to allow UK-registered businesses to directly connect their Revolut for Business accounts with Intuit's QuickBooks online accounting platform. This data connectivity will support businesses' ability to ensure that data within their QuickBooks platforms is up to date for the most accurate visibility into company finances. In their announcement, the companies pointed to greater control of company financial data, as well as instant access to historical business financial data of up to 2 years. The open banking connectivity also supports greater transparency and accuracy of financial information integrated into QuickBooks Online. "Open APIs with Revolut is just the start of what we're going to offer our customers through open banking," said Sean Sharazian, Intuit's Director of Product Management for Europe, in a statement. "With cleaner and more robust banking data, coupled with the AI and machine learning capabilities within our software, we know that small businesses will be so much closer to mastering their company's cash flow." The expense analytics challenge of complex invoices. If a small business buys office supplies from a vendor once a month, it can be relatively straightforward for the accounts payable (AP) department receiving that supplier invoice to notice if their company has been overcharged. When it comes to businesses that procure complex products and services at high volumes and high frequency, the ability to detect anomalous charges from a vendor becomes far more complicated. Traditionally, companies will rely on exceptions management, or the strategy of taking a cross-section of complex invoices, to validate these documents for payment, with the task of analyzing every single bill far too burdensome to tackle. The problem with this strategy, of course, is that this method fails to consider every single invoice, leaving a wide opportunity open for inaccurate and excessive charges from a vendor. Data analytics technology has luckily advanced enough for it to be possible to analyze every single piece of data on every single invoice submitted to AP departments, and as Synchronoss Chris Hill, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Digital and IoT, told PYMNTS in a recent interview, this kind of technology is casting a greater net of applicability as the volume of complex invoices continues to grow. The telecommunications and utility spaces are a prime example of the challenges of complex invoices, Hill explained. Validation of these complex invoices is done by exception or sampling, and that's not surprising, he said. These files can contain billions of receipt codes, transactions, and line items. The complexity of having to match those against the corresponding invoice charges or customer billing is incredibly complex if you don't have an automated solution. One of the greatest challenges in this space is the complexity of the commodity a company consumes. In industries like telco and utility, organizations will have usage contracts and discount agreements with their suppliers. As usage shifts, a telecommunications company will turn up or down a circuit to address that capacity demand. These changes must be accurately reflected on invoices, but when usage exceeds high volumes for a large, multinational conglomerate, it's particularly difficult for an AP executive likely not an expert in telecommunications technology to assess whether their firm is being billed correctly based on usage and contractual agreements. Expanding use cases. Telco and utility are the most common industries in which complex vendor invoices can lead to overcharges or B2B payment errors, but Hill noted digitization of the global economy is introducing new markets that contribute to higher volumes of complex invoices, like cloud computing and storage. Synchronoss recently announced a partnership with cloud computing company Rackspace, which will use the firm's financial analytics solution to validate its own complex invoices received by vendors. Hill said the deal reflects the growing reliance on the cloud and the increased opportunity for cloud consumption expenses to thwart invoice payment accuracy. Organizations can find it difficult, or even impossible, to analyze every piece of data on an invoice from their cloud provider and assess it against their contractual agreements. Data analytics technology has found an opportunity to address this point of friction with the ability to automatically examine those millions, or billions, of data points. Hill highlighted an array of benefits this can offer businesses and their AP teams. Adopting automated data analytics technology allows a business to normalize invoices and consolidate that data into a single database, he said, meaning companies can have a unified view of supplier expenses to analyze. Synchronoss also offers GL, general ledger, coding to each expense on an invoice, while providing supply chain and finance teams with visualized reports to not only analyze past expenses, but aggregate historical data for accurate, actionable forecasting. But perhaps the most valuable benefit for businesses is the ability to identify overcharges on invoices and recover those costs, which Hill said can lead to cost reductions of between 1 and 5%. Certainly for larger clients, when you look at 1 to 5%, that's a significant number that can impact a company's earnings per share and quarterly and annual results, he said. Deeper data troves. Corporate's cloud migration will only yield greater volumes of complex invoices that will rely on sophisticated data analytics and automation technologies. Businesses elevating expense and cash management strategies will similarly add pressure for these technologies to both identify invoice and payment errors, and forecast future spending patterns. Hill noted that businesses' invoice-to-pay digitization journeys will help organizations step up to meet these challenges with their strategic technology partners. More and more clients are moving towards electronic payments and electronic invoicing, and that only helps us speed up analysis, he said. Our ability to ingest that electronic data immediately and start to analyze that and provide insights to clients is much faster, versus having to receive paper records and scan those and then analyze that information afterwards. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.